From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your Agribusiness Update. Well, October 25th was no ordinary sale day at Minnesota's Tri-County Stockyards. As cattle came through the ring, competitors from around the country battled it out for the opportunity to call bids at the annual World Livestock Auctioneer Championship in Oklahoma City next June. And we'd like to send out our congratulations to Marcus Kent from Dunellen, Florida, because at the end of the day, he came out on top. The Purdue University CME Group Ag Economy Barometer rose 4 points in October to 110. The modest improvement in farmer sentiment resulted from farmers' improved perspective on current conditions on their farms as well as their expectations for the future. Farmers in this month's survey were a bit less concerned about the risk of lower prices for crops and livestock and felt somewhat better about their farm's financial situation. The long-term demand trends for dairy products indicate butter, cheese, and other full-fat dairy will continue to grow in sales and volume in the near term. U.S. consumers have shifted away from margarine and reduced-fat dairy products over the past decade as nutritional science surrounding saturated fats has evolved. According to a new CoBank report, the butterfat boom will continue as the dairy supply chain captures additional value from milk with higher fat and protein levels.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.